And now, it's time for Our Life Together Among the Works of Art, the radio show that recommends discussion over action every time. The word is mightier than reality. Let's hear it for literature.
Would you get on with it?
Who's the show supposed to be about, anyway?
You know, I get a lot of offers, film strips, commercials, other soap operas. I don't have to do this.
Well, if you're not gonna... Give me that script. Words mightier than the goddamn...
As our story opens, we discover our little friends seated at the cluttered kitchen table at 522, conveniently located on New York's colorful upper left side. George and his long-lost brother Bob...
Hey, that's me.
...are enjoying a cup of coffee. Think it's big enough for two? Bob is making one of his rare visits to the glittering metropolis. Who writes this copy anyway?
Very good. Now, can I play you this episode?
Here, take it. I don't want it.
Oh, enjoying a cup of coffee. That's all you people ever do is drink coffee, you tweep. We've wasted enough time. You guys are supposed to be talking about your mother.
Well, give us a motivation. We need a motivation.
You have to call her up, as long as you're in her part of the country.
But I don't want to call her.
Why not?
Well, you know how she is. I'll call later.
Oh, you're just not on her wavelength.
She's tiring.
Well, I just say, yes, Ma. I guess you really told him off, didn't you? Things like that.
When was the last time you saw her?
I don't know. Last time she was here? Last summer? I never go up.
And you tell me to call her?
Well, she's... Well, I don't have time. I mean, now that I'm trying to close this deal with the festival, I can't afford to leave the house.
I'll call her.
Well, call her. Don't call her. She's your mother.
Yours, too. So she always told me.
I mean, she's your mother right now. She's your problem.
You wouldn't catch me calling my mother. Oh, no.
Well, after all, how bad could she be?
You don't know my mother.
I didn't know narrators had mothers.
If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die?
Let me try.
Keep your filthy hands off me.
You don't know Ma.
You didn't know Dad either. Oh, what a pair of clowns.
Putting on their costumes every morning.
No, he never had the guts to be a detective. I mean, of all the careers he could have picked, following people around when all he really wanted was to be left alone.
Should have been a civil servant or something. He made these half-hearted efforts to be the boss, but he couldn't even push Ma around.
No, she'd always blithely do what she wanted. Let him take care of the practical things.
He tried so hard to be a good father.
Teaching us to believe in Santa Claus.
You remember that?
Of course. I remember when I blew his cover. Yeah, I woke up one Christmas about 3 a.m. Yeah, it must have been about 6. I went downstairs. There was Dad, covered with wrapping paper. He saw me, said, "Get out of here. No, Santa's not here yet. Well, go back to bed." I kept all this to myself for about 4 years. Finally, I figured I'd better...
And you figured that Bob was old enough to know?
Well, I was 14 by then, after
all. No, actually, I figured I'd better tell Mom.
She always was sort of childlike.
She really was. You remember when she wouldn't take her medicine?
She used to hide it under the rug.
Yeah, so Dad wouldn't find it.
I never did see why she couldn't have flushed it down the toilet, though.
Do you remember what she used to call us?
Right. George and Trebor.
Who?
George and Robert backwards.
Oh.
Mm. And then she used to call you Bob and say, yeah. But you know, Bob is backwards for Bob.
Oh, God, yes.
She sounds sort of weird.
Oh, and remember when Bernie got married? We told her he was having a Jewish wedding, and she said, "Oh, yes, a Jewish wedding. Isn't that where the groom stamps on the marriage certificate?"
It was such a meaningful transformation, too.
Yeah. Well, she's certainly been enjoying the single life since Dad died. Did you hear she broke up with Harry?
Is he the one she was seeing last winter?
Yeah. Yeah, right. She said that they were in a bar one night and they met this other woman.
Yeah?
And they were all getting pretty sloshed when Harry proposed that the three of them go home together.
No.
Ménage à trois. So she crossed him off her list. She said, "Well, I always thought he was such a nice man. But this was just too much, just too much. And where did he expect to put all those people anyway? He knows we've only got the couch to sleep on. Well, I don't need that worm around me, no, sir."
She was always so impressed that he was an accountant.
Right, you know, she said that, too, when she was telling me about this breakup. She said in him, a CPA, too. Like somehow he's a better class of human being or something.
I should really go and see her. Does she still have the backwards clock?
Oh, I don't know. That thing was certainly a hassle. She never had a mirror up, did she?
I think it was enough for her to know that's what it was meant for. I think she just thought it was such a clever idea that she never had to put up a mirror to see it in. I don't remember one ever being there.
God, that clock. You remember the time, No, I think he'd gone to college by then. No, I might have told you about it. I was out on a date with Marceline, and she always had to be home at midnight. So we were out walking one night, and we stopped into the house to see what time it was. Well, she forgot about the clock being backwards, so she thought it was 20 to 12 instead of 20 past 12. So we stayed out another 20 minutes or so and came home, and her parents were furious because she was out past her curfew, and I was such a disreputable character.
They never did like you.
Well, they'd gotten used to me. They don't bar me from the house or anything. At least they know we sleep together.
Did Mom ever know about that?
You mean before we were married? Oh, I guess she must have. You know, I never could figure that out. Well, I didn't care whether she did or not, but Marceline used to wonder about it all the time. She'd say, oh, she must know. Oh, but maybe she doesn't know, but, well, she must know. Oh, but she's never said anything.
Did you leave used rubbers on the floor or something?
Yeah, what if we had? Ma wouldn't have known.
Well, she must know what they are.
No, I mean she'd never come into the room, and she'd never go sweeping around under the beds.
Well, not exactly, I have to admit. She wasn't a talented housekeeper. Remember how she never slept in the bedroom because the bed was piled 5 feet high with Dad's stuff after he died? She was always meaning to go through it, so she never put it away. So she always slept downstairs on the couch.
Yeah, or on the porch in the summer. Yeah, the couch wasn't so bad. You could watch TV.
Yeah.
The porch was nice, though. It's romantic. Yeah, I used the atmosphere for all it was worth when I was trying to get Marceline to sleep with me.
You remember the refrigerator?
There used to be just room at the front for a bottle of Pepsi and a bottle of milk.
And the rest was filled with old food.
Oh, my God. You know, because you never knew, some of it might still be good. Now, that's what she'd say if you tried to throw any of it away, remember? But, Ma, this applesauce has been here ever since I can remember. And she'd say, oh, it hasn't been here all that long. Well, I think I must have bought that last week. Well, let's see, what kind did I get last week? We'd say, Ma, if it's still good, you have some. She'd say, no, I don't feel like it. Not right now. I picked up some potato chips on the way home.
From work. Did she ever cook?
Well, sure she did. She must have.
But did she ever know how?
Well, I never found anything wrong with her cooking.
You gotta be kidding. The last time I visited her, she made me a fish stick sandwich. The bun was frozen, but the fish sticks were burnt. I should have radiocarbon dated that ketchup she served me. Ugh.
I don't know. Can't remember.
Is there any more coffee?
You have a match. I'll put the kettle on.
How does she manage to take care of herself?
She gets around. Well, she always did. She just has lapses.
I'll see. Some pretty big lapses.
Well, not all the time, and... well, she just comes out with these things. She's got some kind of weird logic that keeps her leading a normal life in its way. And Uncle Bill takes care of her. Makes sure she gets her taxes paid and all.
I guess so.
She has had some amazing lapses, though. Oh, did I ever tell you about the time... oh, a couple of years ago, Jay was up there. Yeah, I guess it must have been when Marceline and I got married. I think it was the first time he left New York, too. Oh, what a surprise for him. Anyway, he stayed the night, you know, and at breakfast, or whatever passed for breakfast up there. Probably potato chips and Pepsi. Well, anyway, we're sitting there, and Ma turns to Jay and says, what's your name? Well, so Jay's a little surprised because she knew who he was the evening before, but he plays along and says, I'm Jay Seattle. And she says, where are you from? And he says, Queens. And she says, oh, that's funny. We had someone staying here last night. And his name was Jay Seattle. And he was from Queens, too.
Oh, Ma's incredible, isn't she?
That's what she said. His name was Jay Seattle. He was from Queens, too.
Oh, God, she is weird. Oh, well, better call her.
Has anybody ever asked me about my mother? I could tell you some stories. But duty calls. Tune in again next time for Our Life Together Among the Works of Art, sponsored by the Serious Magazine Readers of America, who say, books get old, but magazines keep coming out with new and timely articles issue after issue. Yeah, that's what they say. Why do they say that? I don't know why they say that. I wouldn't say a thing like that. Thank you.
This episode was written by Jessica Ramey and featured Peter Armstrong as George, Steve Hagberg as Bob, and Adrian Cronauer as your friendly narrator. Music by Maxwell Ramey, technical direction by Miles Smith. This episode was produced by Jessica Ramey.